And now, a thought experiment. Philosopher Sam Scheffler has a question that he's been asking his friends, colleagues, and students, which kind of reframes the whole concept of the afterlife.
The first thought experiment asks you to imagine that although you will live to a ripe old age and die peacefully in your sleep, the world and all of its inhabitants will be destroyed 30 days after your death in a collision with a giant asteroid. Most people do not say, oh, well, you know, I won't be around, so who cares? Most people agree that it would be quite devastating and demoralizing news. And then the question is what exactly to make of that and what exactly the effects would be on people. Suddenly, or so it seems to me, lots of activities would just seem pointless. Our capacity to find value in our lives now and in our lives and activities seems to depend more on our confidence in the survival of the human race than it does on our own survival and the survival of our loved ones. And that is a quite striking thing to recognize. The effect of thinking about these kinds of thought experiments is to make me think it's not just that those future generations, those descendants, are dependent on us. We are dependent on them. We need them. We need them to go on living and ideally to thrive and to flourish in order for our sense of the value of what we're doing to be sustained. And so it gives us a different perspective from which to assess the value of our lives. The value of our lives isn't just a checklist of achievements, you know, as if we paste on our tombstones our resume, and if we've got a lot of impressive things on our resume, then we had a really good life, you know. It's not like that. I mean, you think about sort of how there's another phenomenon here that we pay a lot less attention to, and that is just the significance to us of this other kind of afterlife, of the significance to us of the assumption that life on Earth will continue after we ourselves are gone. And that's something that we normally just take for granted. And because we take it for granted, we don't really think about its significance.
Samuel Scheffler is a philosopher at New York University. He's the author of Death and the Afterlife. And we're running his thought experiment online. So take a look, tell us what you think, and see what everyone else has to say. You'll find it at ttbook.org/death. Click on Listener Stories to find the survey.